You are Locked On Wolverines, your daily podcast on the Michigan Wolverines, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
It is an extremely happy Tuesday for the Michigan faithful. Locked On Wolverines podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it is your team every day. I am your man on the ground, Isaiah Hohl, publisher of Wolverines Wire through USA Today Sports Media Group. I picked a good day to wear a Michigan hoodie, especially for all y'all who don't like the other schools. The other school, it's not even about the other schools. It's just about the home field generally. This is Valiant that we got here. So earlier today, I was, it was like an hour and a half ago, I was talking to my guy, Charlie Hoover, over at Rocket Mortgage, and we're trying to get everything in order for the house, and because we close a week from tomorrow, and he's like, you know, is there anything else that we can, you know, you wanted to talk about before we move on, or before, you know, I let you go? And I didn't want to talk about what was happening with the house. I was like, what am I going to talk about on the podcast? What am I going to talk about? And I came up with some ideas, and I'm like, all right. Little did I know, we've got something big to talk about. And that is Jordan Marshall committing to Michigan tonight, the four-star running back out of Cincinnati, Ohio. That's Michigan's second Cincinnati-based commit this cycle. And he's a guy, unlike all of the other Ohio guys that we've been talking about, Ted Hammond or Luke Hamilton, or even a guy like Brian Robinson, Jordan Marshall has an Ohio State offer. And he was arguably, at worst, probably a top three target for Ohio State. I might be speaking out of turn there. So if you're an Ohio State fan and you're watching this just to feel bad about yourself, you've got you want to degrade yourself a little bit. You've got some self-loathing in your life. I don't know that for sure. I just am basing that kind of based off of what I was seeing on the Twitter.com in the immediate aftermath. But there's a lot of salt. We'll get to some of the salt, but let's talk about how great that is, right? It has been a long time since Michigan went and got a guy Ohio State really, really wanted from the state of Ohio. 11 Warriors points out DeMonte Thomas. You could say Kyle Kalis, obviously, who flipped from Ohio State. He was a five-star at the time. Someone asked earlier about it on the mailbag, and like I said before, you don't get Charles Woodson types. I'm not saying he is Charles Woodson, but you don't get Charles Woodson types or Desmond Howard types without beating Ohio State a few times, because you have to be able to do that. Now they just went into Ohio. Granted, Cincinnati likes to fence itself around and say, we aren't Ohio, we are Cincinnati, we are a different deal. And they went and got a guy that Ohio State really wanted. Michigan did that. They had an in for a minute, although he just left. His head coach was a guy who was an assistant at Michigan. But he left, I believe, like a month or so ago. Let's get to the numbers, because I think that's important to see. So Rivals is the highest on him. They have Jordan Marshall, number 55 overall in the country. He's a four-star across the board. So Rivals is the highest. ESPN is the lowest at 189. 24/7 Sports Proprietary is pretty low at 176. On3 is at 79. The On3 ranking's 91, their industry ranking, whereas the 24/7 Sports Composite's 91. So finally, Michigan goes and gets a top 100 guy, and it couldn't be any sweeter than being able to go and get a top 100 guy that is, again, someone that Ohio State wanted. I mean, that's about as sweet as it goes. Now, he got 30 touchdowns last year, 1,961 yards and 30 touchdowns, and caught 19 passes for 364 yards. It was a finalist for Mr. Ohio, or the Ohio Mr. Football, whatever you want to say. This is a guy that really, really would normally be an Ohio State commitment. Now Wisconsin was in it, Tennessee was in it. There are certainly others. I'm gonna pull up another window here just to kind of have everything right in front of me. There's a lot of schools that were that was his top four, of course. But I mean, it wasn't like necessarily a who's who in the sense of like there's no Alabama on here. Tennessee's like the Tennessee, Kentucky are the lone SEC schools that were, well, Missouri too. Oregon was in there. South Carolina was in there. West Virginia. But the most important thing, no matter what, is that Ohio State. Because every time that I have gone and tried to put together like, here's a list of guys that are trending towards Michigan. We're doing a lot more of those list type things because we're kind of in the doldrums here. You look at a guy, like I said, Brian Robinson, the edge rusher out of Youngstown. As much as it's like all the hype there and everything, and he's a 4-star, he's highly rated, all that kind of stuff. No Ohio State offer. You know, Luke Hamilton, you know, big body guy, big time offensive tackle, 4-star, no Ohio State offer. You know, Cam Calhoun commits to Michigan not even an hour after Michigan beat Ohio State. And that speaks volumes in a lot of ways, but no Ohio State offer. This is one that the Ohio State people can't turn away from. There's nothing that they can do about it except for seethe, cope and seethe, as they say. I do want to quickly take a look here at something. 11 Warriors, friend of the show and the site, even though it's an Ohio State thing. Here's what they had to say. I was going to save this for segment two, but let's just get right into it because I know what you guys want. OSU doesn't lose top tier Ohio's prospects to Michigan often, as Marshall is the first top 100 nationally ranked player in 24/7 Sports composite rankings from Ohio to choose the Wolverines since Demonte Thomas in the 2013 recruiting class. Kyle Kalis was, I believe, in that class though too. The news is obviously a blow to Ohio State, who would have much preferred to keep Marshall in state of facing him on a yearly basis, but the Buckeyes don't have a shortage of options to turn to now that Marshall is no longer in the picture. Okay, they're doing a little bit of glass half full here, but it's a big deal because this is the outside of the on-field product. This is the first time that you can see the dividends starting to pay off. You know, Michigan's been to two college football playoffs. Ohio State's been into one in the last 2 years. Obviously, Ohio State's been to much more than that overall. Michigan's won back-to-back against the Buckeyes, won two Big Ten championships. A couple years ago, this kid would have, if he didn't go to Ohio State, I mean, you look at Tennessee and say that's probably the destination. But things have changed. And like you said, this is a big blow to Ohio State. This is from Griffin Strom over at 11 Warriors. They would have much preferred. I think that's being light with it. That is being very light with it because I think they'd more than much prefer. I think that they would have done just about anything to keep this from happening. That's the wonderful news for Michigan. Let's continue this conversation momentarily. Before we do, the tournament is heating up, and now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sports book. That's because new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's bonus bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's safe, secure, and it is super easy to use. Then you can bet on everything from the money line to point scores and threes drained. Plus, FanDuel even lets you combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with the same game parlay. So don't miss the chance to get your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 in bonus bets. When you go to FanDuel.com/LockedOn, that's FanDuel.com/LockedOn to learn more. Make every moment more with FanDuel. All right, I cannot overstate just how huge this commitment is because this is the first tangible the tide has really turned. Because if you can go into this class and get guys like him, if you can get Jaden Davis, you can get, you know, Jordan Shipp and Channing Goodwin, and you can go and get, I mean, heck, Taylor Tatum has got a crystal ball towards him going to Michigan. Michigan could get that 1-2 punch, the type of thing that you're used to seeing Ohio State getting. Travion Henderson to Evan Pryor. Michigan tends to get one, right? Like, they, oh, you know, this past year, it's Cole Cabana's the four-star, and even though Benjamin Hall seems to be getting some spring hype a little bit, it really is, it's been Cole Cabana, right? It's, you know, Donovan Edwards and Tavier Dunlap. One of those things is not like the other. Michigan has positioned itself really, really well here. Because if you start getting that, right, you start getting that going where it's like you already got a marquee guy committed, and then you get another marquee guy at the same position. That's what the Alabamas and the Ohio States of the world do. Michigan needs to do exactly that. So it is certainly on the up and up. And being able to go out and get, I can't overstate it at all. Going and pulling an Ohio, a top 100 kid out of Ohio with an Ohio State offer that Ohio State desperately wants, you just can't beat that. That's the type of momentum that Michigan sorely needs on this recruiting trail. All right, I accidentally clicked what I didn't mean to here. So Michigan up to number 5 in the recruiting rankings, according to 24/7 Sports. So they are the top Big Ten team at the moment. They have 8 commitments. 6 of them are 4-stars. You have to keep in mind last year, now it went up a little bit because of Brandon Hillman committing. Had 11 4-stars, 14 3-stars last year. But that's the other part of it. They got Brandon Hillman, the 2023 safety athlete, whatever you want to call him, to commit to Michigan when it just seemed like all signs were starting to point to Ohio State. That's coming out of the weekend as well. That was on Sunday. So you've got 2 head-to-head battles. Now, the thing about Hillman is he's from Virginia, so it's not, or Maryland, or one of those things. Somewhere in the DMV-ish area, that's a little bit different than pulling a guy out of Ohio. So Michigan's got a big jump right now on Ohio State. Ohio State does have 1 5-star, 2 4-stars, and 1 3-star right now, ranked number 15th behind, you know, recruiting juggernaut Iowa. But you know Iowa's going to bring the heat in recruiting. You know it. And Penn State's at number 19. They're 4 full spots behind Ohio State. Michigan's got this momentum at the moment that is just absolutely palpable, right? That's the good thing. So when I look at the targets, now who knows about Dylan Stewart? He's ranked number 1 overall and on 3. He's the edge rusher out of Washington, D.C. He visited Michigan this past weekend, getting the number 1 overall guy. He's not consensus, right? That probably would be closer to Dylan Raiola. But getting him on campus, that's huge. There's some guys that are maybe wavering a little bit. You don't know if they're going to really have much of a chance at necessarily, like Justin Scott, who was going to seemingly commit to Notre Dame and then kind of backed off his commitment date. He's still out there. He's another 5-star. Jaden Davis is trending towards Michigan. Taylor Tatum's just out of 5-star range. Like I said, he is ranked, or he's got the 1 crystal ball indicating that he is going to Michigan. Let me tell you who gave that. Mike Roach, out of Texas. Keep in mind, he's a Texas guy. This is not a Michigan homer, Michigan slappy, putting in the prediction for Taylor Tatum. This is a guy that's close to the recruitment in Texas. That's pretty key. Brady Prescorn, tight end, out of Rochester Adams, ranked 51st in the nation. I would bet that he probably will end up at Michigan. Aaron Childs, 80th in the country. Linebacker out of Good Counsel, Blake Countess's school. I feel like he's probably going to Michigan. Who are the other ones that I would say? Brian Robinson, like I said, Youngstown, Ohio. I would bet he's going to come to Ann Arbor. They've already got Jacob Oden in there. They've already got Hogan Hansen. Blake Frazier, Max Anderson, a couple other guys that feel like they're probably Michigan bound. And you know that they're going to come up on some names. I'm seeing some names here that are kind of in the loop, but don't necessarily feel like a guy like King Joseph Edwards, who tweets a lot about Michigan, but doesn't necessarily feel like that's where he's trending. This is the type of thing that's going to perk those eyeballs up a bit, right? Because suddenly some of these guys are going to look at it. Now, if you add Jaden Davis, the eyeballs open wide, right? Suddenly you start looking at it and you're like, these recruits are going to be like, I want to go play with those guys. It's a momentum thing, and it's starting to actually snowball. Now, they need to close on Davis. They need to close on some of these other guys. Taylor Tatum's going to take his recruitment pretty far, so that thing can change. But if you can start to get some of these, you know, four stars, high four stars, some of these five stars, you couple that with the fact of what Michigan's done on the field and what Michigan's expected to do on the field, you're cooking with some gas. You're cooking with some powder keg, some explosives. You're burning the heck out of the food that you are trying to make because things are elevating and escalating to that point. Michigan makes it back as expected to a third straight college football playoff, wins another Big Ten championship. They don't necessarily, those things aren't mutually exclusive, but if you repeat everything, which is what I personally expect, then suddenly you really have set yourself up, win or lose in the college football playoff, as that elite team. I can be the guy talking about the recruits. They're looking at it as like, let's just say best slash worst case scenario simultaneously. Michigan does the exact same thing it did last year. Runs the table, wins the Big Ten, goes to the college football playoff, and loses embarrassingly in the semifinal to a team that's not supposed to. You still can pitch those recruits, those kids, and say, and they'll be like, I'm the one that's going to take it to the next level. I'm the one. And even if things maybe fall off for a year, at least now you have built a nucleus that suddenly things are on the up and up. Because as much as people have had the chagrin for this past recruiting class, the class before it was really good. And as we've seen, 2018 was Jim Harbaugh's worst outside of 2015 when he first arrived. He arrived late. And that ended up being Michigan's best class. Who's to say that 2023 can't be exactly the same? They feel like they got some gems in there. If you have the gems and you mix that with a high level class, which is Michigan is currently trending towards, then that's huge. Quick shout out before we move on. I'm going to change topics here. Quick shout out to the Ohio State fan on the Wolverines Wire Facebook page that laughed at the same time, like the repost of these guys are trending towards Michigan with the tagline of like, if Michigan can get these guys, that'd be huge. Shout out to the Ohio State player that laughed at, or player, fan that laughed at that right around the same time that the Buckeyes lost Jordan Marshall in Michigan. Yeah, it's so far-fetched. Yeah, you guys have won the last two in your heart, in your mind. All right, we're going to move on just for one segment. I do want to discuss speaking of this upcoming season, 24/7 Sports, Brad Crawford put out his list of the Big Ten quarterbacks, the best Big Ten quarterbacks, ranking them in order, the presumptive starters. Let's talk about where J.J. McCarthy is here momentarily. All right, let's continue forward. Onward. So 24/7 Sports, Brad Crawford put out a list of the top, ranking all the Big Ten presumptive starting quarterbacks. And Ohio State, for once, does not have the number one guy in the conference. Kyle McCord, presumptive starter over Devin White. Number four, J.J. McCarthy, not middle of the pack. Not low of the pack. At the very top of it all, at number one, according to Brad Crawford. Now, some of that, assuredly, like if C.J. Stroud was coming back, he would be number one. There's no question about that. And you look across the board, you've got a lot of new starters. Right? Penn State's got a new starter, Drew Aller. No more Sean Clifford. Not that he was a top guy, but, or, you know, like we always say, experience tends to be the thing. Granted, he's kind of been a known commodity for the, you know, last 15 years. Peyton Thorne is on that list. It seems like he's been at Michigan State forever. I think he was middling. He's like the only other like main returner out of everybody, right? Because Illinois got a new quarterback. Nebraska, even though it returns Casey Thompson, is expected to start a new quarterback because they got a transfer as well. And it escapes me exactly who that is at the moment. You know, Matt Rhule coming in and doing his thing. Ethan Kaliak-Manis is the new quarterback for Minnesota. Started for Minnesota at Penn State this past year with Tanner Morgan being hurt. Indiana has a new starting quarterback. Wisconsin has a new starting quarterback. You go across the list, it's a new guy, So I guess it makes sense to some degree that J.J. McCarthy would be the top guy, but you also have to keep in mind he is a five-star who has shown the capability of playing like a five-star. It wasn't consistent last year, but he's the first half of the year, he was the most accurate quarterback in the country. That fell off, of course, midway through the season, and people questioned if J.J. could do the things that everyone thought he was capable of, right? The narrative going into the Ohio State game was he can't do it. He can't throw. Ohio State fans were saying it all week long. And Gus Johnson clearly heard about it because when he made that touchdown to Cornelius Johnson, the second one, he says, they said the kid can't throw the deep ball. So he can. We saw it in the college football playoff. Yeah, he made the mistakes. But if he learns from the mistakes, right? Like, the types of mistakes he made in that game aren't dissimilar from the types of mistakes that CJ Stroud made in the Oregon game in 2021. And he learned from those mistakes. Suddenly, he got way better. CJ Stroud looked like pretty good, but also kind of disastrous simultaneously. And like I said on the show on Friday or Saturday, whatever day we did it, coming off of the pro day stuff, where it was like, you know, Ronnie Bell saying that JJ seems to learn play by play, get better play by play. That would, I scoff at that, but at the same time, that's kind of what happened to CJ Stroud in 2021. If JJ McCarthy can actually turn the page and get up to another level, which we haven't really seen a quarterback do that, right? Like, Chad Henne was really good, but, and certainly, and going into year three, he did turn the page and take it up to another level, but injuries kept him from continuing that progress. And I wouldn't even say that Chad Henne 2006 is what we should be expecting from JJ. I would expect better, to be honest, because he theoretically has higher upside. I say that about a guy who's literally just retiring in the NFL all these years later. But J.J. McCarthy has everything you want. It's like a Stefan on SNL describing a NYC club, right? That's J.J. McCarthy. Just for the video's sake, I had to do the Stefan, put my hands over my face. So, yes, I think that's accurate that he's the number one guy. Number one, got to stay healthy. It's knock on wood. And you got to make the best of it. You've got a bunch of receivers who could take that step forward for all of the scoffing that I see mostly from like rival fans and such, saying what receivers does Michigan have? Well, Cornelius Johnson burned you, Ohio State fans, twice. Roman Wilson, I've long said, Devontae Smith Jr., but gets injured in week 5. That's his thing. Just leave him at home when you travel to Nebraska this year. Just don't bring him. Darius Clemens getting some mentions at Pro Day. Tyler Morris, we talked about him extensively on Monday's show. You've got some bodies that can go out there and do the job. It's kind of almost the reverse of Ohio State in some ways, and I would rather be in the Michigan situation. You got a quarterback that you think can make things work for your receivers, whereas Ohio State has receivers that they're hoping can make things work for their quarterback. Much rather be in the reverse situation. The situation Michigan is in. So it's exciting. Exciting day all around. Let's not spoil it by me blabbering on for any further. This has been long enough. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. We will be back on Wednesday talking about who knows what. But we will do it. So we'll talk to you then. Peace.